This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A day of reckoning has been postponed for Alberto Gonzalez. The attorney general was supposed to appear before a skeptical Congress tomorrow to try to convince them that he deserves to keep his job. Officials from both parties have said he so badly mishandled the dismissals of eight U.S. attorneys that he should resign. The hearing has now been postponed until Thursday because of the shootings at Virginia Tech. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on how the scandal evolved and what to expect at Thursday's hearings.
The scandal over eight fired U.S. attorneys was not one of those stories that exploded like a burst pipe. This one dribbled out slowly. One U.S. attorney in Arkansas was dismissed back in June, another seven on a single day in December. Gonzalez didn't testify before Congress about the firings for another month and a half. Even then, the big headline from the hearing was about domestic spying. The U.S. attorney story was almost an afterthought.
I'm very concerned. Because technically, under the Patriot Act, you can appoint someone without confirmation for the remainder of the president's term.
Democrat Dianne Feinstein was especially uneasy because two of the fired U.S. attorneys came from her home state of California, Kevin Ryan in San Francisco and Carol Lam in San Diego. Lam was in the middle of a major political corruption investigation. She had already sent one Republican congressman to prison, Randy Duke Cunningham, and she was investigating another. Attorney General Gonzalez assured Feinstein that all of the U.S. attorney dismissals were for performance-related reasons.
I would never, ever make a change in a United States attorney position for political reasons or if it would in any way jeopardize an ongoing serious investigation. I just would not do it.
That was 3 months ago. Since then, Congress voted overwhelmingly to change the law to once again require Senate confirmation for replacement U.S. attorneys. Some of the U.S. attorneys who were fired testified that they believe they were dismissed because they went too hard on Republicans or too easy on Democrats. And Justice Department officials trying to do damage control have provided a dazzling array of explanations for why and how the firings took place. After Gonzalez testified that all the U.S. attorneys were fired because of their performance, his deputy, Paul McNulty, told Congress that wasn't necessarily true. Democratic New York Senator Charles Schumer asked the question here about the former U.S. attorney in Arkansas.
Bud Cummings has said that he was told he had done nothing wrong and he was simply being asked to resign to let someone else have the job. Does he have it right?
I accept that as being accurate, especially I know the facts.
Another justice official, Will Mischella, told Congress that the White House played a minor role in the firings, and soon after, a stack of internal Justice Department emails showed that White House political adviser Karl Rove and White House counsel Harriet Myers helped develop the plan. Those emails also showed the Attorney General's chief of staff, Kyle Sampson, plotting to dismiss U.S. attorneys who were not, quote, loyal Bushies. On the day the documents were released, Sampson resigned and Gonzalez made this fateful statement.
I never saw documents. We never had a discussion about where things stood.
I don't think the Attorney General's statement that he was not involved in any discussions about U.S. attorney removals is accurate.
That was Kyle Sampson testifying before Congress last month. Sampson said again and again that the Attorney General's earlier statements were not accurate. And then he delivered this punch.
The decision makers in this case were the Attorney General and the Counsel to the President. I and others made staff recommendations, but they were approved and signed off on by the principals.
Now the Attorney General acknowledges that some of his statements were, in his words, less than precise. In his written testimony to Congress, Gonzalez says he did have discussions about the firings. He says he approved Sampson's final recommendations for who should be dismissed. Gonzalez now wishes he had been more personally involved in the process. The Attorney General apologizes for being overbroad in his earlier comments on the firings and insists, "I never sought to mislead or deceive the Congress or the American people about my role in this matter." But the last 3 months of damage will not be easy to undo. A raft of Democrats has called on Gonzalez to resign, and many Republicans have climbed on board as well. It's especially telling to listen to some of the Republicans who have not called for Gonzalez to step down. Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee who usually stand enthusiastically behind the Bush administration. In this scandal, many have toned down their support. Republican Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, for example, used to be a U.S. attorney himself.
The attorney general lacked some of the experience I think would be important in being an attorney general. He'd never been in the Department of Justice, never been a United States attorney or an assistant, and probably didn't have an instinctive understanding of some of the pitfalls that could be out there.
This is what passes for support of the Attorney General on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
He had an awfully young staff, I think, people with not a lot of experience, and perhaps that was a factor in the entire matter.
The man holding the gavel at Thursday's hearing will be Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont. He does not expect Thursday to be easy for the Attorney General.
Well, I think the bar is very high because he said so many conflicting stories.
Leahy has not called on the Attorney General to resign, saying it's up to the president.
If the president feels that the Attorney General's performance and the way this has been done is the kind of standard he wants to be remembered for in history, well, then he'll stay there.
But Leahy notes he didn't vote for Gonzalez to be Attorney General in the first place.
I always felt that he was too closely connected to the White House, that he was more eager to do the White House bidding than he was to run the Department of Justice.
Democrats bring up the White House almost every time they talk about the U.S. attorney firings. They want to know what role White House counsel Harriet Myers, political advisor Karl Rove, and others played in the dismissals. Gonzalez hardly mentions the White House at all in his opening statement. David Rifkin, who worked in the Justice Department in earlier Republican administrations, thinks this is one issue Gonzalez will have to take head-on at the hearing and give a clear, strong defense.
The only circumstance in which it is inappropriate for the White House to be involved is relative to pushing U.S. attorneys on a particular case that is being handled by a given U.S. attorney, and there's absolutely no evidence that any of it has taken place.
Rifkin says Gonzalez's task is to give a concise narrative about why the U.S. attorneys were fired and why the last 3 months of explanations have been confusing. He says it needs to be understandable and quotable so that even if it doesn't persuade congressional Democrats, it'll persuade the media and the American public. Justice Department spokeswoman Tasia Scalinas says the Attorney General is ready and eager to testify.
Were mistakes made? Yes. And the Attorney General has acknowledged that. This could have been handled better, and he recognizes that. But the real question here is whether he has taken the management steps needed to rectify this situation. And the answer there is clearly yes.
She says this hearing is just one part of a massive Justice Department effort to make it right.
I think any characterization that this is a make-or-break appearance is totally overblown. And the reason why is because the department has already provided over 5,000 pages of documents to the Congress. We have voluntarily made DOJ officials available for private interviews as well as hearings if necessary. And the Attorney General himself has referred this matter to the Office of Professional Responsibility in the interest of making absolutely sure that nothing improper occurred here.
The future of his job could depend on how effectively he makes that case on Thursday. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.